Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Happy Merry Christmas Eve, or Merry Christmas Eve. Fantastic weekend coming up. I am absolutely excited. I love this time of year. I'm actually a little saddened that already tomorrow's Christmas, because I love the Christmas season so much. It just went by too fast, and it went by with so much drama. So, you know, hopefully those of you that are going to get to see your family and, you know, enjoy the holidays, I'm excited for you. I'm not excited for those of you that have to deal with flights. I'm also not excited with what's going on right now with my computer. I don't use Bing that much. I use Google, and it goes back and forth. So it looks like Google's having some issues right now. So I don't know if you've seen in the news, but over the past couple days, there have been hundreds of flights. I posted on my Facebook and Twitter the flight aware. Even though for those of you who are flying, you're going to get notifications from your airlines, you're not going to know what's happening with your family. And FlightAware allows you to look at all the cancellations. And globally, there are thousands. In the United States, I think there was about 500 to 700 yesterday. The numbers keep changing. And so, 750 flights were canceled yesterday, according to FlightAware, but not just in the United States alone. Delays into or out of the U.S. was about 5,700. Today, they've canceled 21,000 flights globally. Thus far, 527 flights canceled within the United States. Tomorrow, it's going to be a little bit less because a lot of people don't travel on actual Christmas Day. But Sunday, we're already starting to see cancellations. And I mean, Sunday is a few days away. So airlines have been explaining what some of the reasons are. Some, they're saying, well, it's Omicron. You know, people might be ill with Omicron. True. It could also be that there's these isolation rules where once you get Omicron or once you get symptoms, you need to isolate for 10 days. We're going to talk about the changes that the CDC has made that currently only apply to healthcare workers, but it hopefully is a move for other industries as well. But this short staff crisis is something we don't talk about. We talk about the labor shortage. There's a labor shortage, and there's a lot of debate, you know, as to why we have this labor shortage. Is it because they're still making money off of unemployment? Is it because they're tired of toxic bosses, toxic workplaces? Is it that they're fine with making less money working at home? Or is it because they saved all the money on the eviction moratorium and all that they got some money to live on for another year or two before they have to go back to work? But the crisis nobody is talking about is us being short-staffed. And when we bring up crises, and I don't really like the term crises, crises is who is suffering. So labor shortage, yeah, a labor shortage is a crisis, but being short-staffed, it has just a different ring to it. And when an airline is short-staffed, when a hospital is short-staffed, when a precinct, when a fire department is short-staffed, you know, a labor shortage, we don't have a shortage of labor. We have plenty of Americans who could work. We have immigrants coming that want to work. We don't have a labor shortage, but we have a short staff crisis, and we have a motivation crisis. And we have people that, I guess, are fearful of COVID. And so the short staff crisis, that encompasses much more than labor. It also encompasses a bunch of these rules that could be hurting airlines, hospitals. And that's why I commend the CDC to start, you know, easing up on some of these rules that have completely decimated these industries, which we're going to talk about in the next segment. But currently right now, because some of you are flying, We're hearing that thousands of Americans are going to be forced to spend Christmas alone because airlines are canceling flights, not even delaying, just canceling. In terms of delays, we're being told there's at least 1,100 delayed thus far. Short staffing, Omicron, United and Delta said they're working to contact passengers so they won't be stranded at airports. Because keep in mind, if you don't have a direct flight and there's a flight cancellation, that could be your connecting flight. So, you know, you might want to, you know, find a hotel room if you're going to be in Minnesota or Arkansas or Chicago, wherever your connecting hub is, Houston. But what's interesting, and we're going to talk about this too, is there is a mass acquisition of people's sick leave right now. Many companies and many departments, their sick leave runs out January 1. And this is something I've spoken about with you guys. Well, if sick leave runs out January 1, and if you don't use it, you lose it, what the hell do you think people are going to do? They're going to use it, and they're going to think about it in December. And then now that we're in the last week, they're going to use it. And so we're hearing a lot of people are accessing their sick leave. This is why I've said shift the sick leave. Have new sick leave start October, November of every year. This way people have access to it for the flu, for colds. They don't, you know, feel forced to use it during Christmas week. But if you're about to lose free sick leave, again, I think one thing the American people have learned throughout this COVID is if you could get something for free, get it. So if you're going to have paid leave, how many times have people lost sick leave? I've lost sick leave. I've wanted to donate sick leave, you know, to coworkers and things like that, because if I'm not using it, somebody might as well use it. But it's valuable. It's something you can barter. It's money in your hand, sick leave. So apparently people are using their sick leave if they can. And they're spending time with the family. So short staffing due to breakthrough infections. Now that's they're saying breakthrough infections, but it could also be mandates, things like that, have led United Airlines to cancel 176 flights today. Atlanta-based Delta canceled 147 flights today. Alaskan Airlines had to cancel 11. JetBlue, 71. So globally, they're now saying about 3,000 flights canceled for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So FlightAware, it's on my Twitter and Facebook if you need to access it. Have Plan B. You know, I never want to tell somebody to not see their family for Christmas. Christmas is one of the holiest days of the year. I get it. You need to be with your family. I'm not going to stop that. But am I traveling? No. Why aren't I traveling? Because I just don't trust our transportation system. I just don't trust that I'll be able to get to where I need to and get home. Be careful on the roads. A lot of snowstorms, a lot of weather we're going to be talking about. It's Christmas Eve. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and for working on the holiday. Big thanks to Jason, our producer today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I love my family. I love my in-laws. But I get this is a very, very stressful time. Byron had written me last night saying I never did my in-law segment for Thanksgiving. Well, that's because, remember, I was going to have surgery, and I understand you guys need advice and step-by-step guides on how to deal with the family and the in-laws. So here it is, okay? We're going to talk about how to deal with the in-laws. And again, this isn't to insult anybody. I mean, look, I'm, in a way, an in-law to somebody else. I'm an annoying family member to somebody else. So I should probably add to this step-by-step guide how not to be an annoying family member and an annoying in-law. Let's just start with that. Okay, let's say somebody invites me, Dr. Dahlia, to their Christmas dinner. Which hasn't happened, by the way. It's okay. No, it's good. I got family coming into town, so we're good. But thank you, though. Thank you for the offer. Yeah, after I had to, like, you know, hit directly. So anyway, let's say somebody invites me, Dr. Dahlia, over. Okay, what is annoying about me? What do I do that will annoy the hell out of everybody? Talk, breathe, be there. Now, can you just... I'll answer the question. You don't have to answer it. I'm going to answer the question, okay? So one thing I do that I think probably annoys people is I say my opinion. I will interject. I will interrupt. I speak loud. Because I'm partially deaf, but I speak loud. And I command a room. That might be good in some settings, but not good when it's somebody else's house and they want to be the star of the show. I'm not trying to be the star of the show. It's just what I have to say is that a lot of times much more interesting. All right. So if I'm going to be invited to somebody's house and I'm going to be an in-law or if I'm going to be a guest, I need to tone it down. Okay. Now, I get when somebody's grandma or grandpa, they feel like they own the place. And I'm going to have to be very, very careful. If my boys have kids later, I'm going to come in there, you know, not only as grandma, you know, but also as a physician. Go, okay, let me see the baby. Let me take over. I know more about babies than everybody else because I'm old, you know, and my education. And I think that's going to tick everybody off. So I've already been kind of training myself to not be an annoying in-law. I could be an annoying radio host because, I mean, for now, you know, until somebody asks me not to. Well, no, don't ask me not to. I'm not going to be able to handle that. I'm too sensitive today. But, you know, because it's the holidays, and I just want it all happy. Last thing I need is any criticism. Yeah, I can just see the producers go, okay, Dahlia, here we go. You're finally open to some advice. No. No advice today. Don't need the advice today. Maybe in the new year. But I'm already practicing going, look, you know, if it's somebody else's baby and it didn't come out of my uterus, let them have the floor. Let them give their opinion first before I give my opinion. Express what I want as an opinion. Just say, look, you know, this is just my opinion. You do your thing. You do, you know, I just don't say this is what you need to do. You know, don't come in and mommy other people. So in-laws have a very unique relationship because they have all this wisdom. They have all this love and their intentions are good. They have good intentions. The problem is they overstep. And then when they feel like they don't have that control or they feel like they don't have that input or people don't care or people don't like them, then they fear something. And when people fear something, that's when they get very intrusive, just like with governments, which, you know, government is fearing something. If they're going to fear an election loss, if they're going to fear lack of taxes, if they're going to fear something, that could put them in a very dangerous position. If somebody's going to fear losing their power. So in an in-law situation, if somebody has been the mama of the house, like me, I have been the mama of the house. I am mama. I'm okay, you know, relinquishing that power because honestly, I'm exhausted. Between the cats and the dogs and the kids, fine. Please, somebody else take over. Jesus, take the wheel. I'm fine with that. But for other people, that power was what drove them. That power is what they lived on. So they want to feel like they still have that power. And so you as a recipient of in-laws or those family members, like parents that want to kind of take over, you need to, one, show them the due respect, but you also want to assign them a role. If an in-law or grandparent doesn't feel like they have a role, that's when things start getting bad. So you need to give them a role. Writing somebody off out of your family's life, you know, because you don't like them, you know, that's a lot harder to do. But if you could control the role, if you could control where, you know, then the family feels like they're part of the family. They feel like they do have a responsibility. They feel like they get to be in charge of something. But you're still in control of, you know, most of the important stuff. So that's what I would recommend. Well, as we're talking about, we're coming into, you know, holiday weekend, flights could be canceled. There's a chance you might be with the in-laws or with your family longer than needed. Now, I've always recommended, okay, you know, before anything, make sure you huddle up. A lot of marriages fall to pieces because of in-law issues and family issues, and that stinks. Because all families are annoying. All in-laws can be annoying. I mean, I'm going to be annoying. That should be no reason for there to be any breakup. And the funny thing is a lot of in-laws and family, yeah, maybe they want you broken up, but there's a lot of them that don't. They don't realize that their actions could do that. So you need to huddle up. You need to have a plan. So you and the wife or you and the hubby, partner, whatever, need to figure out, okay, what do you do? How do you deal with insults? How to take a break? When can you go and take a break? Where you get to sit at the table. You know, a lot of times people are like, look, don't sit me next to him. He grabs my butt. Okay, well then look, we're going to make sure you don't sit next to him. You're going to, you know, don't sit me next to your mother or don't sit me next to your father. And then you could organize it as such. My guess is nobody's going to want to sit next to me. So then put me at the table at a place where nobody's technically really sitting next to me, you know? Yeah, put me in the kitchen. If there's going to be arguments regarding the children or upbringing, what is the plan? Well, usually the plan has to be the child of the in-law has to say, look, you know, we're only going to talk about happy stuff. We're not going to go there. What I recommend is if there is an in-law or a family member that always does something annoying, start having a side bet. Have a side bet, okay? And make sure you're on the side of the odds. So let's say you're like, oh my gosh, man, your mother-in-law is going to bring up this. Your mother-in-law is going to bring up this. Okay. All right. Let's do the over under. She brings it up 5 times. You win. She brings it up less than 5 times. I win. Ooh. Okay. Let's make it juicy. You know, and this way, you know, and be on the side where you want her to bring it up 5 times. Bring it up. So then, and then you can even try to make them bring it up. And it's, you know, have fun with it. I mean, don't let them know. I've always said this, you know, try and get a hotel room. A lot of the stress happens because you have to stay within the house. Now, I get it. If I'm a grandparent and I never see the kids, I want to see the kids. If they're in a hotel, then they're only coming over, you know, it's nice that they're, because you want to cook for them and all that. Well, then fine. Maybe leave the kids with grandparents and you guys get the hotel. But when you're stuck in the same house, a lot of times you feel like you have no escape. And everybody's like, well, I'm insulted if you don't stay with us. I'm insulted if you don't stay with us. You could say, look, you know, we would really, again, remember, give them a role. Give them a role. Say, look, you guys are doing us the biggest favor, you know, being there with the kids. Me and hubby or me and wifey haven't really had a lot of alone time. And this is like, you know, our one night or two night, you know, do you mind? And then we'll be there in the morning. But, you know, at night, we're going to go to the hotel. You know, and if you think they want more details, give them more details. So like, okay, you know what? That's fine. We'll take the kids. So sometimes that helps. Football is huge. Who's playing? The Packers are playing? I think we got the Packers and we got the Cardinals playing. All right. Yeah. So if you got football, have the football game on. I know a lot of people don't like the football game on, but it allows you to have that little break. When you have that like gnawing in your head of people talking about stuff you don't want to listen to, at least you got football going on in the background. So that's what I do. I love football. You can have sciatica. Now, I'm not saying lie, but a lot of us have sciatica or back pain. So you can't sit at the table listening to a lot of the BS. You gotta take a walk. Guys, sorry, my sciatica's acting up. Oh, ooh. I gotta get up, I gotta walk around, I gotta walk this off. Alright, fine. Diarrhea. Diarrhea is fantastic. Say, guys, I don't have COVID, but man, I gotta go back to the bathroom. I gotta go back to the bathroom. Take your phone. Alright, and then, you know, or I'm constipated. Oh my gosh, I'm so constipated. And then go to the bathroom. So sometimes that bathroom breaks. Getting called to work is fantastic. So getting called to work, great. And then, you know, just, you know, pets work, bring the pets. But listen, it's family time. This is just, as long as you expect it's going to be annoying, it's going to be less, you know, less bad. So hang in there, enjoy the family, and find the good out of it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Christmas Eve, and it's time for NORAD to begin its annual tracking of Santa Claus as he delivers presents across the world. While appearing Friday on Fox and Friends, Commander of the U.S. Northern Command, General Glenn Van Herk, explains how his agency started tracking Santa.
When a department store advertisement printed a wrong phone number, that phone number actually rang in the Continental Air Defense Command headquarters, and Colonel Harry Schaup answered the phone and realized really quickly that it was a young child looking for where was Santa Claus. He continued on the rest of the night answering calls from that errant phone number.
Few tourists are expected for Christmas Eve celebration in Bethlehem's Manger Square. Israel effectively suspending foreign travel following the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic and the recent surge of the Omicron variant. USA Radio News. Many stores are open Christmas Eve to accommodate last-minute shoppers. Don't put off your shopping for too long because many retailers have reduced store hours today. Walmart, Best Buy, and other retail chains will be closing by 6 p.m., and many grocery stores will be closing early as well. The Unabomber is being treated at a prison medical facility in North Carolina.
The Unabomber was out of jail for a short time. Ted Kaczynski has been transferred from a federal supermax prison in Colorado to a federal prison medical facility located in North Carolina. He's now 79 years old. He's been in prison since 1976. He was convicted of sending a series of mail bombs between 1978 and 1995 that killed three people and wounded nearly two dozen. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I am a little salty. Is that the word for it? I'm a little insulted with the way a lot of public officials and even other medical providers have acted throughout this pandemic. And I would have loved to see a more moderate, centrist attitude, not in terms of Republican or Democrat, but in terms of common sense and an open mind to a variety of ways to address the pandemic. And sadly, that didn't happen. those of us with common sense, level-headed, was like, well, guys, you know, keep your minds open because the science is evolving. The science is going to change. Today we have a medical expert saying our masks are not protected against Omicron. Well, duh. That's what we said years, you know, months ago. In fact, that's what Fauci originally said. And then when a doctor would bring that up, they were called anti-mask, and they were called every name in the book, and one even got suspended from his medical board. And I'm like, and 95 respirators, people, and 95 respirators, I mean, that nobody listens. Nobody listens. All right, same thing with vaccine mandates. And now we're starting to see campuses pull back. All right, if you don't have the votes to extend these mandates, if you don't have the popularity, the booster hesitancy is much more than anybody wants to admit. I mean, you know, maybe we need to rethink the mandate, especially since Omicron outsmarted the vaccine. Unvaccinated people are still at higher risk. But again, should there have been people choice? Some of you will double down and say no. With 800,000 people dying, the government did absolutely right. And I respect your opinion. I respect your opinion. Because I am not going to vilify you for having an opinion. You're allowed to have that opinion. But when my opinion would say, look, guys, can we also take a look at what's going on with some of these studies with ivermectin and fluvoxamine? Can we kind of take a look at, you know, how some parents might be afraid to give their kids the vaccine because of myocarditis risk or menstrual irregularities or whatever, you know, but they still want their child to go to school that their taxpayer dollars go to? If I would bring that up, people would be like, oh, man, you know, you're hurting the cause. I'm not hurting the cause. Why can't we have a discussion? That's what science is. We're supposed to be allowed to have a discussion. So in one of the biggest moves yet, the CDC has now, and we are not using the term backpedaled, okay, because otherwise, remember, we don't want the CDC to stop doing what they're doing. We want the CDC to move forward with using more common sense. But, I'm sorry, my nose is running. But this does leave a lot of people scratching their heads as to why this change could happen. So, because hospitals are understaffed, after hospitals and medical clinics were just firing staff left and right for not vaccinating and saying see ya and bragging about it on social media, we're having a crisis of our hospitals and medical centers right now because this is cough, cold, flu, and pneumonia season. This is kind of when it happens. In addition to there being a Delta wave of COVID and an Omicron variant that is putting some people in the hospital. So hospitals are like, okay, we need staff, hence staff shortage, short staff shortage crisis. Not a labor shortage. There's plenty of labor. There's plenty of people who can work, but you fired them because they didn't get a vaccine despite their natural immunity, right? You have all these rules where if you've been exposed to COVID, you need to now quarantine for 14 days. Your labor is there. We have the labor. I have neighbors, tons of people who can work. But if you're not letting them be staff, that's a staff shortage. So what the CDC has done for healthcare workers now this doesn't extend to airlines, it doesn't extend yet, but it might soon. If you're a healthcare worker, you can go back to work sooner. And it's kind of interesting, some of these rules. So first and foremost, if you're a healthcare worker and you had COVID, as long as your test turns negative, you're better or have no symptoms, you could come back to work in a week of your COVID, as opposed to previous 10-day isolation requirement. So that is a move in, you know, a more progressive direction in terms of getting people back. Why? Because with flu and colds, we would go back in a few days. Was the CDC correct in that you could be infectious with COVID for at least 10 days? Yeah. But the problem is not everybody fit that 10 days. Some could be infectious for weeks. Some were only infectious for a few days. Remember I told you you're always infectious a couple days before you start having symptoms? So if you've already exposed people, you're over your symptoms, you're shedding less, and your test is negative, let them go back to work. Why not? So especially since no healthcare workers mean the heart attack victim dies. The trauma ICU patient dies. The surgical ICU patient dies. If you don't have staff that can ventilate somebody or, you know, I don't know, NG tube suction them, if you don't have staff, that person's going to die all because you're worried about somebody with the sniffles. It makes no sense, especially since vaccinated people could have no symptoms, not even know they're sick, and be spreading it. So that was a smart, I think that was a smart move. Fully vaccinated staff, by fully vaccinated, that includes booster. So when you hear fully vaccinated, it's going to now start to include booster. If they were exposed to COVID, as long as they're negative, they could come back to work. But what's very interesting about the rules is they have conventional, contingency, and crisis plans for in terms of work. So contingency is when a hospital's like, wait a second, I think we're going to have a labor shortage. Crisis is when a hospital has a current labor shortage. Well, if that's the case, the person gets to come back right away. According to this table by the CDC, if you are vaccinated or unvaccinated and you have COVID, if there's a crisis situation, there's no work restriction, they'll have you back. Because they're in a crisis. They need all hands on deck. They might prioritize, you know, if you're asymptomatic, come back first. If you're mildly symptomatic, come back next. But according to this table, if you have COVID, your hospital might need you to come back. Now, obviously, you have the opportunity to take off, but you don't now say, look, the CDC won't let me. CDC is like, look, if the hospital needs you, you can go back. And that's with active COVID. So that's interesting. If it's contingency where we think we might be, you know, really having a pinch by Saturday, 5 days with or without negative tests if asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic with improving symptoms. So you could go back to work even sooner. But if there's, if it's a slow time of year, they want you to wait the 7 days or even the 10 days if you can't make your test negative, if the test doesn't come back negative. So these are very interesting guidelines, and there's even more, and they really break this down. But what's fascinating about this is all this time, the schools had to be canceled because kids could carry it asymptomatically. And people need to be off work, and you need to pay for people to be off work. And all this was going on, and a lot of employers were like, but wait a second, we don't do this for cold or flu. Are you going to now expand this to cold or flu? And a lot of business owners were kind of getting nervous that the rules would just keep coming. This is a fantastic sign that the rules are starting to reverse, because I think they realize that a more fascist, strict lockdown isn't, one, stopping the virus. The virus is still going to come and go. That also realizes that we are putting other people at risk and having other death rates because we don't have counselors for the overdoses or for the people coming out of recovery. We don't have teachers for the kids. We don't have kids going to get education. We have people gaining weight. We don't have people able to access doctors. How many times are people calling telemedicine because they could get me on a holiday and I'm going to work tomorrow? It's Christmas. I'm going to work because they can't access their doctor because their doctor's been closed for weeks because they don't have staff. So not having staff is more of a public health threat than Omicron. And so this is one of the first signs that the CDC's like, look, okay, I think we're going to try to live with this virus, which is something we have been asking for months. Let's get those medications. Let's get access to medications, even the ivermectin and fluvoxamine if people want it, as well as the Merck and Paxlovid drug. And, you know, let's just start trying to get back to some sort of normalcy. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell him I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Ryder wants to know, can dogs eat sweet potatoes? So sweet potatoes and dogs. And remember, I'm not a veterinarian, okay, but I do have a lot of animals, and I have kind of studied up on this. Here's the thing. Sweet potatoes and yams are okay for your dog in a little bit because of the sugar content. But I don't think dogs are allowed to eat marshmallows. So you got to be careful with the sugar content. You got to make sure dogs don't eat the marshmallows. Okay? I mean, that's the problem. I mean, when it comes to these animals, you know, there's all these, like, rules. I'm just going to quickly review because, again, it's a holiday. Some of you guys have pets. Okay. So our little fluffy flurry friends can sadly undergo some pretty bad maladies if they eat certain things that we eat. They could get nausea, they could get vomiting, they could get diarrhea, but sadly they could also get intestinal obstruction where the bowels don't move, or the bowels twist, or the bowels get blocked. They could get electrolyte abnormalities, like their potassium is off, or their sodium is off. They could get kidney damage. And a very common thing these animals can get is pancreatitis. And we don't want animals getting... Pancreatitis is a swollen pancreas, and an inflamed pancreas, because of a high fat content. So we need to be very, very smart with what we feed our animals. So according to the American Kennel Club, dogs can have some turkey. They could have chicken, beef, make sure to remove all the bones. All right. I know lamb, they can have lamb, but the problem is that they can't have lamb bones. There's certain bones dogs can't have because they can't have a chicken bone. Don't give a dog any bone other than like a big cow rib bone, something like that, because you just don't want to, them possibly breaking off the bone, because they will chew and eat through the bone. I know this because I'll be working and then I'll hear a crack and I'm like, what the heck is going on? And the dog went into the garbage, took some of our chicken that I cooked because I threw out the bones and was eating the bones. So you got to get those bones out. Don't get bit. Ham, they can have ham unless, of course, they're keeping kosher, or halal. Shrimp, they can have shrimp again, not unless they're, obviously, but unless they keep it kosher. Salmon, they can have eggs, they can have cheese. Here's the problem with cheese. Cheese can be very constipated. It can also cause diarrhea. So I would say very low bits of it. They can have peanut butter. They can eat the bread. I mean, if they pick up some bread, you don't have to panic. Just make sure there's no raisins. They can't have raisins. Technically, they can have some popcorn, corn, honey, apples, bananas, blueberries, cranberries, cucumbers, oranges, strawberries, watermelon, broccoli. The dog can't have broccoli. They might not like it. And Brussels sprouts, I know. Well, that's what you do. If the dog is begging everybody at the table for eats, give them a Brussels sprouts. They'll walk away. They'll be like, oh, never mind. Yeah, that was bad. And that's what you're serving. The problem is they're smart, because I've done that with my dog. I'm eating my meal like meatloaf, and I'm eating, and she wants something, so I give her the carrot, and she's like, no, you have meatloaf on your plate. I'm like, how do you know? Well, because I can smell it. So, yeah, they can have celery, they can have green beans, they can have peas, but just to avoid, you got to make sure, because some of you are like, okay, good, I could give the dog some meatloaf, but here's the problem, is there onions in the meatloaf? Is there garlic? They can't have onions or garlic. They can't have mushrooms, they can't have chives, they can't have tomatoes. Some of you guys put ketchup on your meatloaf. They're not supposed to have tomatoes. They're not supposed to have asparagus. No raw cookie dough. No avocado. No raisins. No grapes. No cherries. And no chocolate. Now that's my favorite rule, because if there's any extra chocolate in the house, I'm eating it. I do not need an additional person in my household eating chocolate. They can't have cinnamon. So if some of you add cinnamon to your sweet potato, you know, casserole thingy, they can't have the cinnamon. They can't have ice creams. They can't have almonds. They can't have macadamia nuts. They can't have alcohol. No pictures with the, you know, dog and the beer. No nutmeg. No caffeine. No coconut. Don't give them an energy drink, please. And again, the fried fatty foods and the trimmings. You know, a lot of times, I remember growing up, my grandmother would save the fat and give it to the dog, and she said it would help them with their coat. The fat makes their coat shiny. And so when I was a kid, I guess I was taught you give the animals fat. No, you don't. Because then I was swimming one day, and my grandmother's dog has a heart attack and falls into the water. And we tried to save the dog, but the dog didn't make it. My grandmother was into pugs, and it's really hard to do mouth-to-mouth on a pug. And so... Yeah, don't be giving them fat. No artificial sweeteners. Got to watch your portions. They can only have a little bit. So what they're going to do is they're going to go to grandma, then they're going to go to the cousin, then they're going to nephew, and then they're going to go to the kids. And they're going to go to the kids. They'll go to the kids first, and then the parent's going to yell at the kid, don't be feeding the dog. Then the dog, and then the parent's like, look, I'll feed the dog. So the dog goes over to the parent. And then, you know, the dog's all happy. But the dog knows, okay, that kid's the weak one. Right? I could get more eats. So they go back to the kid. And then the kid looks. Mommy and daddy aren't looking. Grandma and grandpa aren't looking. And then the kid feeds the dog. So the dog ends up getting multiple eats. And that's obviously a concern. Now, not only do I have dogs, but I have cats. Too many of them. Five. So, Snappy, right? Saji, Spider, Shaggy Boo, and Snowball sometimes want eats, and they do climb up on the table for eats. They can have meat, they can have fish, they can have grains, they can have eggs, they can have butter, they can have bananas, strawberries, watermelon, pears, apples. They can even have vegetables, carrots, celery, green beans, lettuce. The problem is the cats kind of throw their nose up at it, and they're kind of mean. So, no alcohol. Don't give them raw fish and eggs. A lot of them, they think, look, a cat could eat raw fish because that's what cats used to use. Vets now says don't give them raw fish. Make sure it's cooked and cool down. Some dairy products we have to avoid with them. Even though, you know, animals like their milk, sometimes milk could be obstructive to them and cause them to have issues. No coffee, no tea, no energy drinks. For those of you guys with fish, I always bring this up. You could give the fish a treat. The fish is very aware of their surroundings. So if you have Nemo and Nemo's with you because there's nobody that's going to feed the fish when you're gone out of town, you could give the fish, well, usually, I mean, honestly, you don't take the fish onto the plane, right? Okay, the fish, you have these long-term feeders, which is brilliant that they have these now. But they can eat meat, vegetables, scrambled eggs, cooked rice. Be careful, of course, of toxins, fats, and cooking oils. And a lot of you guys are birdies. With birds, as I said before, please don't give the birds any chicken. Don't give the birds any turkey. Okay, they're not cannibals. They're not going to want that. They want seeds. According to PetHelpful.com, birds can eat vegetables, fruit, breads, nuts. You could chop them up without a shell, and those could be eaten by birdie. If your dog gets sick, you know, this is something we're kind of going through. Right now, Spider Boo is in the hospital. She has a hyperthyroid, and she has a bladder infection. I'm going to try to bring her home today because, you know, even though the vet is fantastic and they're doing some IV fluids, she could still take fluids orally. And so I could, you know, give her the fluids orally, and she's only on oral medications anyway. So we're hopefully going to bring her home so she could be comfy and happy. But, when you travel, if you're going to travel with a pet, you need to make sure that you know where the nearest emergency vet is. You know, just like you guys know where the nearest hospital is, I'm hoping, or, you know, which doctor you could call if you're out of town. Know that with these pets, one thing I've learned is you think they're on autopilot and they're not. And all of a sudden something happens to them or they do something stupid or they choke or whatever. And if you're like me, where my pets are like family members, and in fact I love my pets even more than a lot of my family members, you want to make sure you do things right. The other thing too also that's a big issue is when you do have family over and they're reaching for a Tylenol in their purse and they drop the Tylenol on the ground, they might not pick it up. They're like, oh, they'll get swept up later. If a dog eats a Tylenol, that could be toxic. Dogs can't have Tylenols. So you got to be really, really careful with pills dropping. So if grandma and grandpa, you know, are dropping things, make sure you keep an eye on that. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia Show. We are live Christmas Eve, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Thank you. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.